Hallelujah.
This morning, I'm finally back to morning devotion with you guys, and I can be among you. For me, I feel that it has been a very long time since I come back for 7 a.m. Morning devotion. Ever since Revival 99, we have changed the time. So I'm thankful that you guys continue to come here to learn about God's words. I'm thankful to God about that. So let us come to read Proverbs 26. I think Proverbs 26 is reminding us not to become a fool in our lives. Verse 1 to verse 12, I consider them as the first paragraphs. It mainly talks about how a fool is like. Verse 1 to 3. Here it talks about how there's always reason for everything. Like snow in summer or rain in harvest, honor is not fitting for fool. That is to say, it is not fitting for a fool to receive honor. It is impossible. Like a fluttering sparrow or a darting swallow, an undeserved curse does not come to rest. If there is no reason, curses don't come. And there is a reason if a fool is under a curse. If a fool cannot get honor, there is also a reason. A whip for the horse, a bridle for the donkey, or rod for the backs of fools. There is a reason why fools are punished. Just like a whip for the horse and a bridle for the donkey. That is to say, as the fools receive punishment, it is preparation from the God. From God. Just like how a whip is preparation for the horse, it is saying to us that there is a reason why fools do not receive blessings. Verse 4 to verse 10 mainly talk about how a fool is like and how we interact with them.
4 to 5,
a lot of people mentioned just now in their sharing. Say, do not answer a fool according to his folly, or you yourself will be just like him. Answer a fool according to his folly, or he will be wise in his own eyes. This is talking about how we face fools. Actually, you will have to respond to him or her. It's not like you don't respond to them. But how do you answer back to the fool? It is challenging. Why? Because he or she is a fool. No matter how you talk about your sins, It is always problematic how he or she perceives it. And also as you relate to them, as you interact with them, you have to answer them. It is inevitable. But then there is a tension as we interact with them.
That is,
if you interact with him or her often, you might become like him or her. And you become foolish like him or her. He or she could be infectious. Because you talk in the manner like him or her, you speak in the manner, you think in the manner as you interact with them. Because you have to interact with them, it's very easy for you to become like them. So therefore, we have to be careful when we relate to this kind of people. We do not answer them according to the words. Otherwise, we become like them. But we also answer them according to their words. Why? Why do we have to speak to them according to how they are like? That is so that they will not be wise in their own eyes. See, if they're very rude, very reckless, and we pretend that there is nothing happening, we pretend that the hurt doesn't exist, doesn't answer him or her accordingly. And then he continued to speak nonsense. And we cannot do that. We cannot tolerate this. So this is saying that we cannot tolerate this. Actually, what he or she has done, there is a price for them to pay. And we cannot pretend that there is no problem in that. So therefore, here it says that you answer him according to his folly, or he will be wise in his own eyes. So that he wouldn't come to think that he is right in doing all these wrong things. So do not allow them to come to think that they are God. How they get whatever ways they want. Actually, as they are about to hit the brick walls, this is how we should respond to him or her, so that he or she wouldn't come to think that they are invincible and above all. So as we interact with fools, first we must answer them. So then there are two things that we have to pay attention. First, do not be like them. Be careful of getting infected by the rhetoric and the way of thinking. Secondly, do not allow him or her to think that they are God, but definitely, we shouldn't assume we are like God. But because what they have committed, there is a price to pay. So therefore, you will have to also speak according to wisdom, according to knowledge, so that he won't be tolerated to think that it is fine that he continue to be foolish and that it is right that his folly is correct. This is how we can respond to them. So how should we interact with them? Here verse 6 is saying that we don't use a fool to interact. Sending a message by the hands of a fool is like cutting off one's feet or drinking poison. Like Jesus' lips, one who is lame is a proverb in the mouth of a fool. So here it is saying that proverb is basically useless to fool. Like tying a stone in a sling is the giving of honor to a fool. Like a thorn bush in a drunkard's hand is a proverb in the mouth of a fool. If we hire a fool, like an archer who wounds at random is one who hires a fool or any passerby. So here, what the reminder is that this is, you hurt yourself if you rely on a fool. You hurt your limbs. If you hire fools to work for you, it's as if you're hiring someone who wounds everybody. You hire an archer, especially if you're a leader. If you cannot use a correct person and you use a fool instead, you hurt everybody. Not only that, you cannot complete the work decently, but everybody has to pay the price. As the dog returns to its vomit, so fools repeat the folly. So verse 4 to verse 10, it concerns about how we interact with foolish people. The answer is that we have to answer back them. It is inevitable, yet we do not depend on them. Otherwise, you hurt yourself and you hurt others. Verse 11 and verse 12 saying, foolish people, it's hard for them to change the way of thinking. You may think that you give them opportunities to change. But the truth is that it's hard for them to learn the lessons. It is as if they're like dogs returned to his vomit. And they eat what they vomit. And they do that repeatedly. Verse 12, do you see a person wise in their own eyes? There is more hope for a fool than for them. Here it mentions that a person who assumes that they're wise, comparing to a fool, their case is even more hopeless. So again, this is a reminder that we shouldn't assume that we're wise in our own eyes. We have to be careful. And we also have to watch out and careful with fools. And that we do not become like fools. We don't assume we're wise, but we don't become a fool. We don't assume that we're very powerful, very strong. This is a very good reminder for us. When you look at others, don't you think that, oh, they are foolish and I am better, I'm wise, I have more wisdom than them? At the moment when you think and assume that you are wise, you have to be careful because you might be even more foolish than that fool. See, therefore, as we face fools, at the same time, we cannot assume that our ways are higher than theirs. We often have to examine our hearts. We often have to reflect. A fool doesn't have an ability to reflect, contemplate. And we have to be careful with this kind of people. We have to often examine our hearts. Even we have started to a leader group, maybe a cell group. What I think is you shouldn't just repeat a pattern again and again without any reflections on the way of how you do it. You might kind of think, oh, this is how I do it. For a few years, this is how I pastor people. I think you shouldn't assume that because you have a few years of experience, so things should be done in a certain way. Otherwise, your disciples also repeat your patterns, which may not be effective. Maybe your disciples have a lot of conflicts with you. Why? You have to reflect. Do not just vomit and eat them back again. If you do that, you are not reflecting. Your ministry also. Even if you work in marketplace, that is the same. How come you have worked so many years but you cannot get promoted? Don't think that you are very wise and strong, but you often have to reflect. Otherwise, you become like a fool. So may the Lord help you. Verse 11, verse 12 is very important. Do not only think that others are fools, but we have to reflect if we are also foolish. If there is any areas that we have to improve, if there is any areas that we have to accept, or how we should do a certain thing. The following, I'm going to talk about two areas of reflections. Verse 13 to verse 18. The first area of reflection from verse 13 to verse 16.
这几节圣经
First of all, we reflect and think about if we are a lazy person or not. Laziness is foolishness. We have to reflect. Are we lazy? Is that the reason why we are foolish? Verse 13, a sluggard says, there's a lion in the road, a fierce lion roaming the street. So that one, he or she doesn't leave the door.
So
this lazy person comes up with a lot of excuses. And therefore, he or she remained seated. As the door turns on its hinges, so a sluggard turns on his back. As you see that for this hinges of the door, it doesn't move any move from one spot to another spot. It's always on the same spot. And that is how a lazy person is like. You see that there are movement to left and right, but then it is always on the same ground. Is that also the way how you work? You often stay on the same spot. You look like you're very hardworking, but perhaps you're just lazy. Are you lazy? If you're lazy, even though you have movements all over different places, or if you don't move, either way, you're not doing any work. Verse 15. Stuck a bird in his hand in the dish. He is too lazy to bring it back to his mouth. So here you see that this lazy person doesn't want to contribute any effort. Slugger is wiser in his own eyes than seven people who answer discreetly. This is the pride, the pride in a lazy person. For a person who assumes he or she is wise in their own eyes, they're actually very lazy. For example,
哇, 做这样东西, 这么辛苦,
they might think that, oh, how hard it is to do this work. And after all these efforts, it still doesn't amount to anything. Any changes. Why should spend the time to just to achieve such little outcome? Doesn't make any difference. Why not just forget about it? I'm so wise to think it this way. I think maybe you should do all this thing. I'm not going to do this work. And then I assume that I'm smart. I assume that I have a lot of wisdom. Actually, a lot of lazy persons are very proud. They think they're very smart. But it isn't because they're lazy. Because they do not want to move, so they come to think of an excuse that seems to sound smart. Because they don't want to move, the motives inside is that they do not want to move. So they come up with a lot of excuses that sound smart. That sounds reasonable. Actually, they're rationalizing, justifying their own laziness. As you justify your laziness, of course, you wouldn't move them. And that is foolish. That is a fool. Because they deceive themselves with their own thoughts. They deceive themselves to think that they're smart. So we have to reflect. We have to reflect to a point that we have to ask why we think this way. Am I really so powerful, so invincible that I don't have to move? Pastor John called us to come here to read the Bible every day. And then we have to pastor flocks and we have to go to Feast of Tabernacle. Maybe you might think, why should I do all these things? Why should I go to Feast of Tabernacle? Days by day just pass by the same. After a few weeks, if I don't do all this, a few weeks afterward, we come back here, it's the same, right? Why do you have to do all this? Why do I have to make my way to the Noah's Ark Resort? Why should I go to make phone calls? It's only those who doesn't think who will follow Pastor. I'm not. I have my own thoughts. I have my own decisions. I have my own wisdom. All these people who follow him, they are quite brainless. This would be a person who thinks that their wisdom is greater than seven people. A lazy person thinks that they have seven times more wisdom than other people. Actually, they are spending their effort to think of a lot of reasons to allow their laziness. We have to think if we are a lazy person. Then the other areas of reflection is from verse 17 to the end of the chapter. We have to reflect to think about if we're a very nosy person, a very troublesome person. A lazy person doesn't want to move. And he just brings this consequence onto themselves eventually. But then for another area, that is, we have to think about if we are someone who likes to cause troubles. It's not good that we cause troubles. For example, that you cannot control your emotions.
Always on the go.
Always on the go.
见到咩嘢，你都要搞，你都要插手。
Whatever you see, you want to be part of it.
唔关你事嘅嘢，你都要去搞。
Things that are not of your business, you still have to put yourself there.
呢样嘢又系值得我哋去反省。
这个是也是让我们值得。
咁呢个地方我哋睇见有三类嘅，即系好事嘅人。
So here we
see three different kinds of nosy people.
13节至到十五节。
Verse 13 to verse 15.
这个讲是一个情绪好事。
接着讲到情绪，讲到好事。
我是情绪好事。
情绪好事
is that the emotional nosy.
They
cannot control the temper.
一定要去搞。
And
they have to get their hands onto the business because you have certain emotion at the back. Verse 17. Like one who grabs a stray dog by the ears is someone who rushes into a quarrel not their own.
17节过路被事激动，管理不干己的真劲，好像人揪住狗耳。
呢度原文呢就是倒翻转过嚟，即系个次序。
原文是倒过来的次序。
好像
The original text actually reversed the order of these two lines。
这个是在前面。
就是你捉住狗嘅耳朵。
First mention how like one who grabs a stray dog by ear, a stray dog by the ears, someone who rushes into quarrel not by their own.
其实你抽住狗嘅耳朵咧，系自己。
If you grab a stray dog's ears, you're bringing troubles onto yourself.
即系狗咧会咬你嘅。
那个狗会咬你。
佢会挣扎，佢会咬你。
狗会挣扎，会咬你。
你捉住抽起佢耳朵咧。
你揪起它的耳朵。
你今天不要去试啊！
你今天不要去试啊！
Don't even want to try.
我 kindness 去试啊！
Don't even try on
kindness. 我 kindness 好乖，你点搞佢都 OK。
Kindness 很乖，你怎么弄它都 OK。
一般狗都唔系咁。
一般狗。
你抽住个耳朵，
你揪它的耳朵。
啊，佢会同你唔客气。
它不会客气的。
即系抽住狗嘅耳朵嘅人咧。
揪住狗耳的。
伤害
自己嘅人咧。
The ears of the dog.
就系咧。过路被事激动，管理不关己嘅真。
就是过路被事激动。
Someone who rushes into quarrel not their own. You're just passing by the road.
你过路。
But you are already stirred.
被激动到去，卷入一个真境入。
You're stirred to a point that you got yourself into this quarrel.
其实系你嘅情绪。
It's actually your emotions.
Your emotions. 去搞呢一坛。
Cause you to get yourself into these troubles.
18.
Like a manic shooting flaming arrows of death is one who deceives a neighbor and says, I was only joking.
As
they bully others, but then they say, I was only joking.
個結果咧，就係好似掟火啊、掟利箭啊，去傷害人、殺人。
那個就像人在拋掷火把、利箭啊，去傷害人。
Who's hurting others with fires, with knives, their emotions. Behind the emotion is this desire to just to stir things up.
They might,
they just say whatever they want.
They're hurting others. This is
the first
thing we want to say.
These people's emotion causes them to want to be troublesome.
一个好事惹麻烦，惹麻烦嘅人。
一个好惹麻烦的人。
系一个传舌嘅人。
是一个传舌的人。
佢亦都一个嘅愚昧人。
Without wood, fire goes out. Without gossip, a quarry dies down. Here it is mentioned that Troublesome person is also very gossipy.
前面就是他情绪，忍不住他就管闲事。
或者佢得闲无事咧，就去搵啲嘢咧，就去掟喺个邻舍。
或者是有空了，他就用东西来。
Free, they just grab something and they just throw something at the neighbor.
情绪有问题。
These people, they're emotionally troubled.
去传舌。
第二就传舌。
第二十节至到廿二节。
Verse 20 to 22.
我決了就必息滅無人傳舌增敬便止息好
增敬的人善或增敬就如gossip quarry dies down.
火加炭火上加柴一樣傳舌人的言如同美食深入人的心腹
As charcoal to embers and as wood to fire so is a quarrelsome person for kindling strife.
就是火缺了柴
The words of a gossip are like choice morsels.Go down to the inmost parts.
争端就如与火加炭，火上加柴一样。传舌的人的言语如同美食，深入人的心腹。
我哋要反省我哋嘅舌头。
我们要反省。
We have to reflect on our tongue, how we speak.
我哋要反省我自己，唔好做懒惰人。
We have to reflect whether we are a lazy person. We also, we should counsel ourselves not to become someone who are interested in causing trouble. Our hands are often provoked by our emotions. Likewise, our mouths are often provoked by our need to compete
in
all these emotions. Originally, it was just a small flame, but then we just flame it up and cause even great quarrels. So say, we're adding charcoals to these fires. And we somehow come to like it as if they're good food, tasty food. But this is
you
see, all these
the
process of making a fool. And we have to be careful not to enter into all this.
Last one.
It's about hatred. A fool is someone who is full of hatred inside towards others because of these stirred emotions. If we have all this hatred, we will come to conceal ourselves before others. Verse 23. Like a coating of silver draws down on the earthenware, a servant lives with an evil heart.
那用嘴来掩饰心中存很多的诡诈，那个是一个。
用甜言蜜语咧，你都唔好信佢心中有七样嘅憎恶嘅事。
他用甜言蜜语，你也不可以信他。
Even this person very sweet talk, you shouldn't buy it, any of the words.
其实系我哋个心入边。
Hatred has so much to do with what is inside our heart. Outwardly, we cannot see it. Outwardly, it is as if there is a silver coat over everything. Inside, it is very broken. It is not of good quality. And this also causes destruction.Verse 27. Whoever digs a pit will fall into it. If someone rolls a stone, it will roll back on them.
27节，挖陷坑的自己必掉在其中，滚石头的石头必反滚在他身上。虚谎的舌恨他所压伤的人，献媚的口败坏人的事。
其实怨恨都会带来好大嘅毁坏。
其实怨恨也会带来很大的毁坏。
Actually, hatred brings a lot of destructive consequences.
而人心中对人有怨恨。
A person he has hatred towards the other person,
就会败坏。
同埋
你
cause a lot of destructive acts, cause a lot of hypocritic actions in the person.
因为你有目的。
Because you have certain intentions at the back. Such is the way of a fool. Hurting everyone. Hurting others. So do not do that. Are we troublemakers? Are we foolish? May the Lord help us.
Hallelujah.